This is KCUR 89.3. If you've got an illness like strep throat, you can clear it up with an antibiotic. But diabetes isn't so simple. It takes a change in lifestyle along with what amounts to a crash course in how your metabolism works to keep that condition in check. There are lots of community programs that offer help, but many people with diabetes still fall through the cracks. Now, as Heartland Health Monitor's Alex Smith reports, a new citywide collaboration aims to stop that from happening.
Most Tuesday mornings, the Palestine Senior Activity Center in Kansas City is a pretty quiet place. But recently, high schoolers, community workers, and seniors crowded the parking lot. Lots of curious neighbors peeked from porches and through gates to see what the buzz was about.
Here it is!
One, two, three, four, six,
ball change.
With a cue from Lynn Miller, a Palestine Missionary Baptist church, a booming beat exploded from a PA system, and the parking lot crowd seemed to transform into a lockstep dance troupe.
Step, mob chain, step, mob chain.
Flash mobs have been used for everything from hawking phone services to proposing marriage, but Miller says she organized this one to help draw people's attention to diabetes and how to prevent it.
One of the easiest way to exercise is to dance, because you can do it anywhere, you can do it by yourself, you can do it with a group.
Miller's event was no mere block party. She enlisted a choreographer to create an original line dance, and a Kansas City band called Project 7-1 wrote and recorded original music. Health workers were recruited to direct dancers and onlookers to free diabetes prevention and management programs. Miller and the center's leader, Lori Smith, say that through the event, they wanted to send a message that no one has to face diabetes alone.
Instead of, you know, us knowing that there's this big white elephant in the room and playing like we don't see it and trying to walk around it, what we're trying to do is address it in a way that makes it palatable so that even if you don't know, we have easy ways for you to learn, free easy ways. If you don't know, we also have fun easy ways to provide information to you so you can start on the road to being healthy.
Health experts say that around 1 in 8 people has diabetes, and around 40% are at risk for it. UMKC Med School endocrinologist Betty Dries says that community programs like the Flash Mob can do a lot to reduce the condition's toll.
The huge value of many of the programs is that there are their deep connections in the community. They know their communities. I mean, they're out there, they're working with people, they know who the thought leaders are, they know what the issues are that the community members have that they work with. So that deep knowledge is really important, I think, to link community-based programs with clinical programs.
Dries is a founder of the Kansas City Diabetes Collaborative, which started this year with funding help from the Healthcare Foundation of Greater Kansas City and the Victor E. Spies Foundation. The group is reaching out to community programs to make sure they have the most up-to-date scientific information about the disease and how to prevent and treat it. They're hoping to help doctors, too. Dries says that many doctors, like herself, often don't know about the community programs that can help their patients.
As a clinical provider, I'm an endocrinologist. It's helpful to me to know what self-management programs are available. Where are the programs that are out in the community where my patients can take advantage of programs that are close to home?
She says the group also aims to inform doctors about the barriers, like insurance rules, that can keep patients from getting the care they need.
Do they have coverage for the type of glucose monitoring they do? Do they have coverage for some of the supplies that they may need? And that may vary from one insurance coverage to another insurance coverage.
Dries says they want to create a seamless system that connects doctors and communities so that no one ends up missing out on needed care.
All right! Woo! How'd that feel?
Back at the Flash Mob, as the dance winds down, some participants sign up for diabetes classes while others laugh off their attempts to master the steps. Former Royals player John Mayberry, who's diabetic, says the dance reminded him of the disco moves that reigned when he played first base in Kansas City.
You know, they did the bus stop about 100 years ago. I didn't have it then, I don't have it now.
Whether the dancers look good or not isn't nearly as important to health experts as getting communities informed and thinking about diabetes. And if the Diabetes Collaborative works, there may be many more people taking steps to do just that. Alex Smith, Heartland Health Monitor.